Good morning. Today's class is Lishmat Yerchman Din Magdaya, success in Yashmai Lisheva Ravaka Diyam Lisheva, Emin Lisheva Shefa Lisheva Reda Malkama Tova Basha, success in Rufu Shalema Harav Shalom B'Yamina, and Rav Daniel Lassara, also Rufu Shalema of?
Bendib
and Rivka. And also I shared the, I'm going to share the link on YouTube for all of the science classes. They are all on YouTube. Please share and rate the podcast. We have two events in Mexico City next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Two events. Very excited for that. Okay, today's class, we're going to talk again about the Reb Pinson's book on Adar and Restore My Soul. And looking at really dealing with Amalek is what we're dealing with this month. And really, we have to really think about what is Amalek in our lives and how is it really work. And incredible. I was just reading some of this stuff yesterday, and it gave me a whole new perspective of Amalek. And we're going to talk about how to deal with Amalek, and really Amalek is really fighting against God. And what do? They just use the Jewish people to fight them. You understand? But the fight against Amalek is the fight against God. It's against procreation. It's against anything that has to do with godliness. So if you look at the world, you'll see it. It's against God. You understand? It's not whose side you want. It's a fight against God. It's against procreation. It's a fight against tomorrow. It's a fight. There's no tomorrow. That's it. You're done. This is your hopeless, etc. And we're going to talk about this. And it's incredible insight. That one of the most incredible insights. That we often are speaking many times about the concept of Keter, right? We're speaking about the Keter that anybody who's connected to Rav Nachman's teachings is always connected to the Keter. That means we're always going up and down. We're running to the light, we're crashing. We're running to the light, we're crashing. We're running, crashing, right? Which is absolutely great, absolutely normal. That means you're actually reaching. Amalek is the opposite of the Klipa of Keter. It's the opposite. It's, I don't want to run. I don't want to work. I don't want to get married. It's the ultimate. It's the opposite of desire. It's the apathy. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And you tell people, listen, you're 35, let's get married. I don't want to. So where Keter is, I want to. Amalek is, I don't want to. Come, do his badidud. I don't want to. It's, I don't want to. Which, that was the big aha moment. It's exactly the opposite of what gets you to the light of God. The opposite is, I don't want to. The what we want is, I want to, I'm just not there yet. You should, anything spiritually, you should not say, it's not for me. You should say, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Don't say, it's not for you. Because who knows the potential of your soul? You should never say, it's not for me. I'm not there yet. I'm just not there yet. I want to be there, but I'm not there yet. And that's it's perfectly normal, because at the end of the day, you're building desire. Where the concept of a Malik is, I don't want to. I don't want to. That means it's the beginning of the end. Rav Nathan tells us, incredible. He says the fight, each fight between your husband and wife is a Malik. Because the whole point is, a Malik wants to cool off the marriage. So what happens? There's a divorce. So what happens? There's no more kids. So what happens? Everybody's fighting with each other. That's it. The cooling off. The cool off everything. Where, you know, the whole time you're breaking the chuppah, you know, you smash the glass. You're trying to constantly, you know, recreate the marriage and recreate that spark, right? People spend thousands of dollars on recreating the spark. Amalek is not for me anymore. I'm done. I'm out. And that's what Rav Nathan tells us, that the war against Amalek also is the war between husband and wife, the constant fights that we. It's not that you guys are a bad couple. It's, there's always the evil inclination that wants to stop the family. Wants to stop anything with godliness. I don't want to go to the mikvah. I don't want to go to this. Anything to do with, it has nothing to do with so much of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are just the ones taking the hit for it. You get me? The Jewish people are the ones taking the hit for it. But it's the Germans. It's the annihilation of, there is no tomorrow. That's it. You're done. There's no tomorrow. It takes away the concept of tomorrow. So this is why you always have to, it's 1,000% perfectly fine if you are constantly going up and down in your life. That means you're alive. That means you have ratzon, you have desire. But the minute you say, I don't want to eat healthy anymore. Okay, go ahead. Now you're gonna have to deal with other issues. I don't want to do this anymore. That is despair. That is what we want to, that is the ultimate, I'm giving up. And we always said many times that giving up is surrendering without wisdom. Giving up is surrendering without wisdom. When you're giving up, you're just surrendering without wisdom. That means you're buying into your emotions. Your emotions are taking over your are taking over everything, and you're looking at the problem 10 times worse. Exactly what the goal of the enemy is. Because if it cools you off, that's why it's very dangerous in life to get cooled off permanently. You know, it should bother you, for example, let's say you're working out, and you take off a day. You can't take off a week. Because if you take off a week, you're going to take off a month. And then you're going to take off a year. So it's extremely important that we do have to always develop this hunger. You have to stay hungry in everything you do. Because the one day off becomes 2 days off. And that's why I'm so tough with myself. Because I know I'd rather deal with the discipline than deal with the sudden. Next thing you know, I put on 30, 40 pounds and I got to take them off. Go put on 30, 40 pounds and not try to take them off. You see the mental mind game dealing with that. It's easier not to put them on in the first place. So it's better to have the discipline not to put them on than to deal with, now I have 40 pounds on me, how do I deal them off? Or, God forbid, with it. So this, you have to understand, there's always a price. There's always a price for everything. Do you want to deal with the price of being mindful with your diet? Or do you want to deal with the price of dealing with extra 40 pounds that don't belong to you? That don't belong to you. Do you understand? Huh? Wonderful, exactly. So, yes, there's certain things you cannot eat in the middle of the afternoon that will put you to sleep, bottom line. So, again, we're not here to be fanatics here, but we're here to understand the enemy. And you need to understand the enemy is procrastination and also telling you, you're done, you're big boned, you cannot get help. And it's the complete opposite of Keter. And Keter is running to the light. This is questioning if the light even is there. It's the worst type. It's the concept of the philosophy, right? There's many questions, and how do I know this works? How do I know this is going to work? It's always resolving everything. It was always dealing with constant doubt. And what happens when you have too much doubt? You give up. Where when you have, when we, the opposite of that is always yearning for a higher answer, recognizing that there's always a possibility that you don't know. That's humility. Humility is recognizing that there's things up there that you don't know. So you're always connected to that light. The reason why we have to constantly remember Amalek, every single time we read, we have to remember Zachor Amalek, remember Amalek, is because you forgot about God. It's ultimate tikkun. Forgetfulness is also this concept that we forget. We forget the good things God's done to us. We forget things. And what happens? You throw it all away. You throw it all away. You see the pattern very simple. I see the pattern all the time with guys. What happens first, they misinterpret a test in business. Then they get depressed. Then what happens? They don't put on their tefillin on anymore. Yeah. Then they fall into immorality. Then they say, does any of this even work anymore? But they got you. So it cools you off. It gets you, remember, this first step is it gets you casual. Then you become a casualty to it. Like we said many times, an addiction first starts as a spider web. It's no big deal. It's just a spider web. I can kill it any day. And then that same spider web becomes a rope that hangs you. But it doesn't start as a rope. It starts as a spider web. It's no big deal. And then it starts as, next thing you know, this becomes permissible. And then next thing you know, you're hung by the rope itself. You're a little bit, it's exactly, the Yetzer Hara is very clever. He knows exactly, he's custom made for each one of us. That's why the extreme benefits in our lives is if things are not going in the direction that you need to go, if they're going in the way, you need to scream out. You need to scream out for help. Do you understand? It's not to say, okay, I had a bad day. Okay, one day. But you should start getting nervous, have a sense of urgency if there's too much of a casualty, because then you're automatically going to fall into this klipa of Amalek. And that's what we have to be very, very careful. And this is, and again, the whole point of this is all, it's against God. It's against God. This is why our sages say that if a woman forgets to light candles on Friday night, the next week she has to light two candles, an extra candle. Why? Because don't think this is okay. Because one candle, next thing you know, you forget the next week. And then you forget the next week. And next thing you know, where's the candles? I forgot to buy candles. You understand the pattern? And this happens many times. Or tell you, no. Get back. It's because we're not concerned. It's not whether you did it or not. It's the question is, are you going in the wrong direction in life? Are you going in the wrong, is your ruts, are you getting to the point where I don't care anymore? Where it doesn't, and remember how it works, very simple in life. When you cool off spiritually, you're going to heat off somewhere else. That means the heat goes somewhere else, by the way. It's not like the heat just goes nowhere. That means this passion, that's why the Reb Nachman says that a malik is also the inferno burner, inferno for sex, the craving, the lust. It's going to cool off somewhere else. So the heat will go somewhere else. It's not like the heat just stays there and goes nothing. It will go now to pursue business. It will now go to pursue something. So we always have to maintain that the heat should be balanced, that you have to have an equal. Like I've said many times, the way you do anything is the way you should do everything. You should pray the same way you should work out. You should go to the gym exactly the same way you should give a class. You should do everything in the same intensity. There's nothing wrong with being intense in everything. There's nothing wrong with being in great shape. There's nothing wrong with being successful in business, because you're doing also the same intensity in spiritual matters. And then you get judged perfectly fine, because that's the way you are. You radiate a 99.1 across the board. But if you're at 101 degrees in business and 25 degrees in spirituality, that's a problem. That's a problem. You should do everything the way you do anything. If you do that, then you have a blessing in absolutely everything, because you give everything the same importance. But the problem is today, we're giving, you know, we're checking the box here. I came, I did this, but here we're putting it. That's the problem today. And that's the key to have, that's what Reb Nachman says, when the key to have wealth and spirituality is incredible. He says the key to have both of them, which is ultimately what we want, is... Because normally when a person prays for wealth, he's praying to the north, right? He's praying towards the breads in the tabernacle. There was a menorah, and there was 12 loaves of breads. We just read about the parsha last week, right? So our sages say, if you want wealth, pray to the north. Certain synagogues, you see everybody in the north. Certain synagogues, everybody's praying to the south. You see the tilting of the way. So there's a concept. There's a Gemara that says you want up north, blessings of wealth, pray to the north. If you want wisdom, pray to the south. So Reb Nachman says, just put yourself nowhere. Pray nowhere. Like make yourself completely, completely, not to the north, not to the south, but completely, completely nowhere. And if you do that, you can get both. Because you're not in any place. You're not in any place. You understand? You're not in any place. And that's the concept. Reb Nachman tells us that the war against the Malik is the war against the inclination. It's a prolonged war. But the good thing is we have to understand something. What is my practical job if I'm overwhelmed in my life? The practical job is the way to humble a Malik is through strength. That means your practicality, the practical message of this, and we speak about what's the practical message of this class. How do I fight a Malik? Is through strength. Regardless of what you go through, Don't let yourself go down. If I make my bed in hell, then here I am, God. I'm crying out to you from hell. If I'm in heaven, I'm crying out to you, and I'm thanking you from heaven. Either way, it's okay. And he says here, because the ultimate battle against despair is as long as you don't fall into despair. What is considered a victor in a war, in God's war today? It says God will wage war against the Mali. God does the work. So our job is to go halfway. Our job is only to meet God halfway. Because remember, God strengthens those who are strong. But if you are in despair, he can't push it. He can't help you. Because you're not... That means as long as you're willing to get out of the car and push the car, when you're stuck in the highway, everybody will push with you. But when you're sitting in the car and says, I'm stuck in the highway, I'm not getting out, and everybody's passing by me and nobody cares, then nobody will help you. Then God cannot help you. Because remember, we always have to create a vehicle. We always have to create a vehicle in our life, a decoy, that so God could bless us through it.
So is that like a form of exposure, the guy pushing his car?
No, it's a form of saying that God helps those who help themselves. It's a message in life. God helps those who help themselves. That if you do not help yourself, heaven cannot help you. Because you remember, everything in this world works in an arousal from below. So as long as the arousal from below is there, the rest heaven fixes. And it's extremely important that we also have to fight against this. It's exactly the war that's going on in Israel. We have to annihilate our enemies. You can't just say stop, because that's, again, when you cool off, you have the same problem again. It's exactly the tikkun today. What is the world telling you? Cool off, Israel. Cool off. Take it easy. So what? You have the same problem in 5 months again. No. You have to go strike, and you have to do what you have to do. It's the message of the Torah. And who had the problem with this? Shmuel, right? When he didn't kill, Shaul, when he didn't kill Agag in the war, he killed him afterwards. But he should have killed him in the war, because the time is to kill him in the war, not because it's because they're a mul. It's a malik. A malik is it's a fight against God. It's your job to fight them. God gives you the strength to do that. So when you listen to all these clowns out there, you can't listen to anybody, because then you're going against, you're falling into the same patterns again. How many times Israel's negotiating? 1,000 times, and every single time it doesn't work? Because that's not what needs to be done. And this is where, you know, you have to toughen up, and you have to stay in your lane and do what you have to do. Even if the whole world is against you, God will fix this. It's his war. It's not our war. It's his war. That's what he's saying here. Who is the man's task is only to strengthen himself at all times and to be sure never to retreat from war. Listen to that. These messages are from Rav Natan 200 years ago, by the way. Never to retreat from war. This is hinted in the Zohar. I think the Zohar is a good source. If everybody's okay with that. The Zohar is a good source for everybody, or they need to, the Chacham from CNN. Okay. The Zohar is telling you, who is the victor? Who is the victor? The one who holds the weapon of the battle in his hand. As long as you are still fighting, because this war is a war that's going to be there for long. But not only do you have to fight, but you also have to pray. To have a combination of prayer. This is exactly what Rav Nachman says, that when you put yourself on fire, when you fire, you put your energy into your prayers, and the more fire you have in your prayers, what happens? That fire gets transferred onto your enemies. So we have to stay hot. Person, we have to stay stopped. You cannot fall into this depression. You cannot fall into this today. This is exactly why we have Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman, if you look at the logo of Rabbi Nachman, it's not a cloud. It's not a rain shower. It's fire. And it doesn't matter if you're up or down. Who cares? That's not, as long as you're still bouncing back and forth like a yo-yo, up and down, fighting and crashing and running and crashing, you are absolutely normal. You are absolutely normal. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not bipolar. You're not crazy, because you're constantly hitting new levels. When you say, is it even work anymore? Is it even worth to pray anymore? Is it even worth to do this anymore? Is it worth to get married? Is this marriage worth it? Is anything worth it? That's when you fall into the prey of a malik, and that's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get slaughtered in life, when you become weak. And that's why your job is not to fight. Your job is to know, God help me, I can't, my mentalities cannot deal with this. So what do? You scream out and surrender. There's always a solution wherever you are at in life. And this is exactly what the opposite of the light of Keter, the light of Ratzon, of the light of desire, is the light of crippling doubt, uncertainty, cooling off, and this is where it all begins. When you start cooling off, you start creating doubt, etc., then we are giving energy to our enemies. And this is why a malik wages war against everything that Hashem, then the Torah represents, including being the purpose. Also, what does a malik do? It takes unfit people and puts them on top, like the presidency, right? They did a thing. Who are the greatest presidents, right, in the world, right? And they put Trump as the worst ever, and they put Biden, I think it's number 7, it's number 8 or 9. And they put Obama as number 7. It puts the opposites and it throws them on high. So today, the wrong leaders are the ones the leader, and the righteous ones are the ones on the bottom. Again, I'm not talking about any political thing, rethink. But it's taking the. You could see what's happening in the world today. And never in a million years in this country would you ever believe what is happening. Would you ever believe how rigged the system is? Never did we ever see such a thing like this. But it's exactly what a malik does. It's cooling down your spiritual excitement and heating up your ego. It's heating up your ego. So what do we know this? We know We all know, listen, marriage is, why do you think our sages give us nida? Because they know it's not possible to have excitement 30 days. You need to cool off. But it gives us, the Torah cools us off purposely. Because if you don't cool off, you're going to get cooled off. That means you're going to get, you need a tzimtzum. The Torah is specifically very, very practical about everything that it gives us. Because, you know, if you stay, you see today how much, God forbid, how much pornography has destroyed 60-50% of marriages. Because there's no cool off in the marriage, so you have to bring other things in. You have to bring other people in. Do you understand what society we're living in? Okay, so this is why the Torah is protecting us. So anytime that you stop, you have to get out of this mindset. And again, I'm a very practical guy. I'm not a fanatic, etc. But you do have to understand that once you cool off in anything, you become a casualty to that. That means once you start getting casual, this is exactly what does the Malik also say? Malik represents casual. Everything's casual. Casual, casual, you become a casualty. And also what it's to say, everything is mikra, by happenstance. That means that miracle didn't happen to me. That miracle has happened because of nature caused it to happen. So you don't appreciate God's kindness. That means good things come to you. And you say, no, it's nothing to do with God. That's because the Amazon was supposed to go up and invest it. That's nothing because of this. It's nature. It's my, it just happens. That's the way the world of nature. You don't appreciate the kindness that God has done for you, etc. And this is another clip of Amalek in this generation, is not wanting to know, doubting everything. You know, this. How do I know that the Torah is true? How do I know His bodhidu works? How do I know faith works? Why should I have faith? How do I know it's going to work? So you'd rather not have it, and what happens? You fall into the it's not knowing. Instead of you know nothing, I know everything. Therefore, I shouldn't even do it. See the difference? A person with very low self-esteem, a person that's very arrogant, what does he say? I know everything. Why should I learn anything? He's not teachable. A person is very humble, recognizes, I know nothing. I need to learn a lot. So that's exactly what he makes you do. He makes you not want even to know. It's a klipa of das. Because we know dat and keter, Kabbalistically, it's in the same column. They both represent this concept. And this is exactly what the Nachash, more connected to this. The Nachash comes from the word Zama, means the filth. Zemahi. This is what it is. Amalek is like the snake that tries to inject the tuma, the impurity of doubt into people. You see today, you wouldn't believe what I have to deal with today. You see people go to they're having marriage problems, and they go to a therapist, and the therapist will tell them, it's okay, you can masturbate, it's not a problem. It's no problem, you can masturbate, it's okay, you're releasing, this is the way you release yourself, it's good for the marriage. So the poor guy's paying for the therapist to destroy his marriage. This is the advice that people are giving. This is the advice, the chachamim with the degrees from the yo-yo universities, that whatever university you want to say, because there's people like, there's good things that come out of some of these universities, the business advice, etc. But the advice of this klipa is beyond the world. I've seen this advice from people. I said, do me a favor, listen to whatever I tell you, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I'm not even charging you anything, and I'll get you out of this. But no, my therapist told me this. So I've always have, sometimes I have to deal with people's wrong advice. Or stand up for your masculinity. Stand up. What do you need to take this? Get a divorce. Wonderful. 70% of women are getting divorced. That's the advice today. When did you ever hear of a situation where 70% of women are calling divorce today? When the Gemara says a woman wants to be married more than the guy. When did you ever hear of such a thing? It's because the advice is in the toilet. The advice is in the toilet. There's times where a marriage needs chizuk. There's times where you need to... You can't always be the tough person. Again, I'm not telling you the situations, but it's too much today, this pollution of cooling off family. Just cool off the family. No procreation. We spoke about it last week, about the importance of having children so you can give godliness, increase godliness in the world. Amalek says, cut the godliness, cut the families, marry who you want, become who you want, cut it all off. It's against God. It's against procreation. It's against, what do? Pururvu is a creation. Pururvu, when you pururvu, is to procreate. Cut the procreation. family planning and this and this is what you're dealing with today. And it starts with, unfortunately, it starts with the wrong advice. And again, not everybody's onto the right advice. Not everybody can handle the right advice. But when you start getting the wrong advice, you create doubt. And once you have doubt, a malik attacks you. And then he gives you more doubt. So our job is to strengthen ourselves. When we come to places that we don't understand, we say we don't know, and we cast it upon God. Otherwise, we will get this. Another thing a malik says, there's nothing tomorrow. Don't waste efforts today, because tomorrow is not going to change. Tomorrow is not going to. So let me ask you this question. If I'm living in this world and I don't believe that tomorrow can change, what do you think is going to come next to me? Major anxiety and depression. If I believe that I'm helpless and I cannot do anything to change my life and I'm going to be in this stuck like this forever, or God forbid a doctor gave me 3 months to live or 6 months to live, and that's it, that's my life, and that's it. What else do I have? What else do I have? Where am I going to turn to? God? What am I going to turn to? I'm going to turn to despair. I'm going to turn to addictions. I'm going to turn to this. So this is not, these classes lately are, I don't need to even show you the science and the proof for it. You can see it by yourself. But what is happening? It's a fight against God. We are, the Jews are just being the ones attacked. But it's not just, it's a fight against God. If you look what's happening, it's a fight against God. You understand? I have to walk into my gym in Aventura, which I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. In my gym in Aventura, no lewd behavior in the steam room. What? No lewd behavior in the steam room. This is the point where we've gotten to. In Aventura, the mindset today, and this is all again, as far as men come, when we don't take our responsibility and we do not grow, we develop these very, very dysfunctional, low self-esteem. And then what happens? Somebody comes, he gives you the wrong advice. And next thing you know, Amalek got you. And you're cooled off spiritually. And this is what's happening to this generation a lot. We have to be very, very careful with this generation. And as far as parents, we have to give people godliness. We have to promote godliness to people. It's okay if you're not at the religious level at where you're at. Nobody's telling you to be, you're there, but at least want a little bit more. Live your life with a little bit more increase. Increase a little bit. Don't go down. Just increase a little bit. When you're increasing a little bit, or you're desiring to increase a little bit, it's showing that you're fighting against the Amalek. It's showing you that you have some kind of ruts on. But when you say, it's not for me, this is not for me, I don't want to. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. That is the beginning of the fall. Because remember, after these falls, no problem. Then you're going to go into the outside world to get your high, and then you're going to crash. It's just a matter of a crash. So you should always, the practical message, everybody's on a different level, and nobody's judging anybody, wherever anybody is. But whatever you should be, there's a lot of non-Jewish people that also listen to this podcast, and there's nothing, and there's wonderful non-Jewish people. There's wonderful. They should also increase their faith. Increase something in your life. Increase a little bit. Always live saying, I want a little bit more out of life. I want a little more spirit. I want to learn more. That's how you save yourself against this whole problem. But when you say, I know everything, check me out, pride comes before the fall. And we need to understand what we have to start saying. Not, I don't want to. We have to say, I want to, but I'm going to do a little bit. Don't say, I don't want to anymore. Because that is inviting the Satan, Amalek, into your lives. May Hashem help us all. Amen. That we should go from I don't want to I want to, but I'm going to little by little. And what this does is at least it keeps the flame on. And as long as you keep the flame on, what's going to happen is one day you're going to do something with real inspiration, you're going to have a real good day, and then you're going to really light it up. But when you don't have that good day, when you don't have the light, and you don't have anything on, what are you going to light? What are you going to light? You're going to light something else. May Hashem help us all, that we should all merit to fight Amalek and destroy them. And this class should be in the merit that, again, that all our enemies should be completely annihilated. And all those who seek harm to us, Hezbollah, Hamas, should be completely annihilated. All the hostages should come on. We should not have this what happened on October 7th to remind us of who our enemy is in our lives. Have a great day.